Grace and peace are yours in abundance in your knowledge of God and your Savior, Jesus Christ. I am Simeon the prophet. I realize that doesn't impress you. And I understand. My only claim to fame is that I was permitted to see and hold the Christ child. That's why I feel honored to be able to speak with you this morning, especially since the previous speakers in your midweek Advent services were such notable figures. The patriarch Abraham, the venerable prophet Isaiah, the renowned shepherd king David. And I know they all had Advent greetings. Well, my Christmas greeting to you is, get ready for heaven. Now, when I say get ready for heaven, I realize that can be misunderstood. I hope you don't regard it as morbid somehow. I encourage you to cherish the peace of Jesus so that you enjoy your life to the fullest. But at the same time, I hope you can say, as I did, Lord, I'm ready. But let me begin by telling you what things were like in my day. I don't know whether you realize it or not, but there was a 400-year gap between what you call the Old and New Testaments. And in that period of time, my country, Israel, was dominated by Greeks, Egyptians, then Syrians, and then finally Roman legions swept in, conquered our land when I was just a little boy, about 60 years before Jesus was born. And those were horrible times for us. Chaotic. We suffered terribly during that time span. Now, we still had the temple, but many of our religious leaders, not to mention our national leaders, were appointed by our Gentile conquerors, and they brought with them all kinds of things that attempted to lead us away from worship to the true God. In a way, it made us want and expect the Messiah even more, the Messiah whom God had promised to free us, to finally let us out from under Gentile oppression, so we could freely worship Yahweh, God of Israel. And maybe that's why my parents gave me the name Simeon, which means listener. I was one of those who listened to God's word and waited for the Messiah's arrival, confident that God was listening to our prayers, even when it didn't seem like he heard us. Luke, the author, said that I was righteous and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel. That's very kind of him. And he also adds that God had given me the amazing promise that I would not die until I had seen the Messiah with my own eyes. I remember very well the first time that I saw Jesus. The Holy Spirit had moved me to go into the temple. I went there often to sacrifice and to pray, and it was there I saw the family. I knew who they were at once. Nobody had to tell me. Joseph and Mary came to the temple with the baby Jesus for the purification rites and the presentation of the child. And you probably don't know what those ceremonies are or what they were. But very helpfully, it was one of your Old Testament readings for today, gave some description to that. They were commanded by God to his covenant people. The purification of women was a ritual that was prescribed for every woman who had given birth. 40 days after childbirth, she was to come to the temple with a purification offering. And our merciful God allowed those women who could not afford an offering like a lamb to instead offer two doves, or to let the priest offer a sacrifice on her behalf. And then she would be pronounced clean. The other ritual was carried out when the child was 40 days old. It was that presentation of the child that you heard about today in that reading. This applied only to the firstborn male child, and it was a direct reminder of the Passover event. Remember, the firstborn of Israel were spared on Passover night in Egypt when all the firstborn Egyptians were killed. God stated then, every firstborn, human and animal, belonged to him. So in the rite of presentation, firstborn male animals were usually sacrificed, but if it was an especially valuable animal, such as a donkey, it could be redeemed. Which is to say, another animal, such as a lamb, could be sacrificed in its place, and you got to keep the donkey. Now, male children, of course, were not sacrificed. They were redeemed. God commanded an animal to be sacrificed in his place. And since Joseph and Mary faithfully followed God's ways, they came to the temple that day to do these things, and that's how I got to see Jesus 40 days after he was born. When I laid my eyes on the Christ child, I broke out in a song of praise. And the first words of my anthem, "Now let me depart," I understand those have been translated into Latin as "Nunc dimittis." I understand you sometimes use that as the title for it. Interesting choice. But anyway, the words go like this: "Lord, now let your servant depart in peace. Your word has been fulfilled. My own eyes have seen the salvation that you have prepared in the sight of all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles, the glory of your people Israel." I've heard that you will sometimes sing my song after coming to the Lord's table. I think that's a beautiful thing. After you receive the Lord's body and blood in Holy Communion, you depart in peace. Your sins are forgiven and you are filled with life everlasting. You are ready for heaven. After I saw the Christ child, I was ready to go, ready to depart, ready to die and stand before God for my Redeemer had been right here in my arms. The Redeemer foretold by God so long ago had been this close to my heart. I beheld the fulfillment with my own eyes, this Jesus. I must know by faith. Have you beheld him? Are you ready to depart? Well, as I said in my song of praise, God's salvation is a light to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of his people Israel. I hope you never forget that. What I mean is, when you gather to worship, don't forget to proclaim the good news of forgiveness and life to everyone in this community. And when your vision of Jesus is right, you include the rest of the world in your prayers, in the mission that He gives you to carry out. Now, I also knew that sadness would come to Jesus' mother, Mary. The Holy Spirit had given me this insight also. That's why I said to Mary that day, a sword will pierce your own soul too. And I'll never forget the look on her face when I said that. I also remember thinking that to be called a child of God involves suffering. That was true in my day. It was true of the Son of God. And I'm sure it's true in your day as well. That leads me to say that if you're looking for a comfortable religion, you would do well to forget about Jesus. The only way to eternal life is the way of the cross, and then to the resurrection. So my prayer for you today is that you take the time by faith to behold the Christ child born for you. To take Him in your arms and to say with joy, as I did, now I can depart in peace, for my eyes have seen God's salvation. By all means, enjoy your life. Celebrate the gifts that you've been given. But these holy days of Christmas tell us the best parts of this life are just a dim preview of the perfect joy God has in store for you. And so, my greeting for you today is, get ready for heaven. In Jesus' name, amen.